and welcome to Discount Medical Supplies. I am Marie, Community Manager for Discount Medical Supplies and your host for today's edition of the DMS Podcast. I'm here today with Maria Chavez, writer for Discount Medical Supplies. Today we are joined by Abigail Graben, Marketing Coordinator of Autumn Grove Cottage. Autumn Grove is an assisted living home that looks after senior adults with Alzheimer's and dementia. Abigail is here to tell us about a new initiative Autumn Grove is implementing, awarding medical students with scholarships for them to pursue studies in elder care.
Okay, so Abigail, can you please tell us about Autumn Grove Cottage and your mission?
And the real cozy atmosphere. We really try to make them comfortable and give them a home away from home. And also for their families that come and visit. They're allowed to come any time of the day or night, visit their loved one. And it's just, you know, it's a huge family. Each of our cottages, it's a family in its own. All the family members end up becoming support groups for each other. And it's just a wonderful place to be. And just, you know, our mission is to, our purpose statement is to honor our residents and those in love who and care for them. So we strive every day to give these residents quality care and loving care, and just to show their families support and give them any help that they need.
That sounds absolutely lovely. Now, tell us more about the scholarship. What is your criteria to pick these med students?
Okay, the scholarship, to apply for the scholarship, you have to be 18 years or older, and you have to be enrolled in a university or community college or some college in the United States. And then all you do is write an essay based on one of the three topics that we have listed on our scholarship website, and just anywhere between 500 and 1,000 words of an essay. And those three topics are: how has Alzheimer's or dementia impacted you or your family, and how have you been able to cope with it? The next topic is: write about your passion for helping those with Alzheimer's or dementia and why it means so much to you. And then the last topic students can choose from is: if you had an unlimited amount of money, how would you help those with Alzheimer's or dementia? Would it be through some form of medical research, support programs for families, or some other way of caring for those with the disease?
Great.
So it's pretty simple. It's just a basic essay. There's really no actual application. You just have to meet the criteria of being a college student and just send in your essay to us.
Okay. And well, I think we'll talk about the way they can get granted. I mean, it's just by votes, right?
Yes. Yes. We will determine two winners on August the 1st. So in about a month, a little over a month, we will determine the winners. And so we have posted all the students' essays on our social media. So on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus, we've posted their essays. And the students, their family, their friends, our other followers, if they like the post, comment on it, or share the post, or retweet, you know, whatever social media form they're on, that counts as a vote. So whoever has the most votes, or whichever two students, I'm sorry, has the most votes, they each win $1,000.
Okay. All right, so what cost you to provide this amount of money to a LockyMed student? And what is the research that you've seen done to cure Alzheimer's?
The reason that we decided to do this scholarship program is just to help, you know, this disease is so hard on families, and we just wanted to help some families out with their, you know, college education and whatnot. It's a very expensive thing, and we just wanted to promote Autumn Grove Cottage online and through social media, and so that was the whole reason the voting process takes place on social media. There's been a lot of research in the medical world. I don't know very much specifics. There's no cure for Alzheimer's, no medication really. There's still much so much unknown about the disease. So we're just trying to help, you know, just help anybody. So whether it's, you know, kids going to college and they want to be a doctor and probably become part of the medical research team or something, our goal is just to help fight this disease in any way we can.
Brilliant. And what has been the response from participants and voters so far to the contest?
It's been a really great response. We had 12 students, I'm sorry, enter in the contest, and they have, it's just exploded on social media. Constantly we get people commenting on their posts every day on Facebook or retweeting their essays every day on Twitter. It's been a real, you know, for the very first one we've ever done, we feel like it's been very successful, and it's promoted, you know, Autumn Grove in a very positive way. It's just caused a lot of hype on social media, so that's really fun to follow along and watch that.
So depending on the response of this scholarship, where do you see it going? Is it going to be like an annual thing?
We hope so. We would really like to keep it going. We've had great response this first year. We really didn't know what to expect. So, you know, our hope is that each year it'll just get more and more popular. You know, maybe way down the road we can increase the scholarship amount. Just anything to help spread the word about Alzheimer's, spread the word about fighting the disease and helping those that need some help.
We noticed you're wearing purple. So are we here at the office?
Well, you're in my office. I work from home.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so this is my home office. Yes, I'm wearing purple. It's the color for Alzheimer's. So it's, you know, just to help, you know, I wore it today for the interview and then just to help support the fight. Tomorrow, June 21st, is known as the longest day. It's the summer solstice. And the Alzheimer's Association has put together you know, kind of like a fundraiser and an awareness program. So, you know, on their website, they try to promote people just raising awareness and raising funds to go towards the Alzheimer's Association for medical research or support groups, and just to help those families that are struggling with this disease.
We hope that they make great progress with their research and that this disease can soon be treated better and hopefully eventually cured. Thank you
yes.
so very much for taking the time to talk to us. That scholarship program sounds fantastic.
And yeah, and hopefully it'll keep going every year or every 6 months, who knows?
Yeah.
And we thank you so much for joining us today and in such a short notice. and we'll hope that this podcast can help bring more voters and keep spread the word out.
Yes, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And you know, for more information, just visit www.autumngrove.com, and it has complete details of everything about us and about the scholarship and all of our social media.
Great.
Thank you for downloading our podcast. You can find us in social media or visit our website, discountmedicalsupplies.com. See you next time.